My reference point when I was getting ready for this program this morning. But even with the other stories that we've read, it is still not clear. First of all, his manner of arrest is not clear. The punch, for example, says that he was arrested at point of it appears as if the
immigration
arrested him because they said he was traveling with, Ponce says he was traveling with a passport. Now, it doesn't say whether the passport is a Nigerian passport or a German passport. That is very key to whatever legal analysis you are going to get, you know, on that, whether he was traveling as a Nigerian and as a German. Now, as a Nigerian, I thought that the DSS had said that his passport has been taken from him. So that is, if you want to look at the legal side of things, that is one area we would have to sort out legally when the facts are clearer. You know, the facts are not clear.
Yeah.
The Premium Times, for example, which is not a newspaper but a reputable online publication, said he was disembarked from the plane. That's a different story. Because one of the stories said that, he wasn't allowed to board. It appeared as if he was allowed to go home.
Okay.
And then the travel agents then called him and lured him back to the airport. And so those two things are the things that are not quite clear to me when it comes to analyzing the facts of the case. Also, I'm not too sure whether Mr. Ogboho would have wanted to travel with his wife at the same time. You know, I would have thought that he would have traveled quietly so as not to attract attention, given the fact that obviously he wanted to find his way back to Germany. So I'd like that also clarified, whether it is true that his wife, maybe it was some kind of strategy.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know.
Maybe.
But the issue of the passport he was traveling is, now the punch now also talks about Buratai. The punch says that Buratai, that's the ambassador to Benin Republic,
right,
was instrumental to his arrest. And he says that a top security source in Benin Republic confided in Ponce that the former chief of staff wrote the government of the West African country and that Buratai was at the forefront on the ongoing move to extradite him. And this also, I find, it says that the Ponce, first of all, deviates. This is not how to write stories, but they deviate into the background as to how Buratai became ambassador, but that is not our business for now. But they also then say that Buratai wrote a secret letter.
Okay.
Let me read it.
Mm-hmm.
A top security source in Benin Republic spoke to one of our correspondents, said that Buratai, through the Nigerian embassy, sent a secret letter to the Benin government to look out for Ogboho. I don't know. Every government letter is secret.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. And besides, if this is an Interpol matter, the ambassador might be involved from the background.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I don't think he'll be the one writing letters. And so there are so many things that make the facts very, very hazy.
Right.
Very, very hazy. So that, as far as that's concerned. But to the other side of things, I think whether we like it or not, whether we believe in what Chief Ogboho is fighting for or not, he has become a prisoner of conscience of some sort. And therefore, what I find soothing is that the reaction of his group, headed by Professor Akintoye, have said that they will use all the legal means. And I think you also said something to that effect, that they have said they will use all the legal means to make sure that Ogboho is not extradited to Nigeria.
Right.
And so that is comforting for us to stick to all legal means for him to so that he has a good defense. Just one second. On the part of the government, though, it is important that whatever they might feel about Sunday Ogboho or whatever anybody might feel about him, and also by extension, Nnamdi Kanu, the issues that brought us to this stage need to be addressed. We shouldn't run away from them. And to be honest with you, I don't see the signs of any move being made to address these issues. There are some low-hanging fruits, you know, the imbalance and things that we talk about that the government is not plucking.
Right.
And I would like, you know, at the end of the day, I would advise that we all wait for those who make who are making comments to be mindful of the fact that you need full facts. You need full facts. And that is why somewhere in the story, I am glad that Afenifere says that they can't make a formal reaction until they have all the facts.
Remember that we still don't know. The government of Nigeria has not said anything yet. As of now, they've not said a word concerning this at all.
They haven't. And also, to the best of my knowledge, if I'm corrected, I will put my hands up. To the best of my knowledge, there's been no formal charge against this gentleman. To the best of my knowledge, there's been no. I can't remember any like direct accusation based on facts. Okay, fine, his house was raided, you found ammunition, but I would have thought that the government would come out to say, look, these are the charges that we have against this gentleman, and we want to bring him to trial. I have not seen anything like that. The statement of the DSS initially, Mr. Peter Afunaya, yes, I would like him to temper his statements. You know, he was saying that we will get him, we will do this, we will do that. This is, it mustn't be made to look as if the government is hunting down its own citizens. This thing is very important, the use of language. The government has to come out now, probably the Attorney General, and tell us, look, these are the charges that we have against this gentleman.
Right.
This is what he's going to be wanted for. But all around, it's a dicey situation. I appeal to people to stay calm until it gets quite clearer, until the issues get clearer. Then we'll be able to make what I will call an informed commentary on the matter.
I've seen a couple of headlines as well from the papers today talking about bringing diplomatic row, diplomatic tension, diplomatic this, diplomatic that. They've tried to bring in Germany into this. So I'm wondering, what do you think could be the involvement of Germany in this conversation? Because Igbo is not a German citizen, to the best of my knowledge. The wife is.
I consulted my legal advisor in the other room. one is not too clear about the rights of citizens who have dual citizenship, which I have, incidentally. You know, but what I do know is that it's a tricky border to cross. For example, that's why I said, if Igboho is not a German citizen, there's no point calling the Germans in reality, except you're going to do that on the basis of human rights and stuff like that, in which case you'll be calling on Europe. One can understand that. But if he's not a German citizen, and I suspect if he was not traveling with his German passport, then all this would be happening to him as a Nigerian citizen. Now, my hands are up. You know, when I consulted my legal advisor, it was still early in the morning.
Yes.
That's a joke.
Right.
But in all honesty, it's a tricky one.
Yeah.
But in things like this, all hands are off feet are off the throttle, and all known means, legal, you know, will be used.
Do you think he should be extradited to Nigeria, though?
I don't think it's what I think, that he should be extradited. What I think doesn't matter. I think what matters is what the law says, and, you know, at the end of the day. So my feel about it is neither. To be honest with you, I don't. This one now, you throw me under the bus. I'm always for legal processing, for things to be done legally. If the judge says it should be brought back, you know, I don't understand these laws.
All right, then.
So we'll leave that open.
Yeah. Yes, let's leave it open like that. Let's move on to our next story. We're going to pick up the Vanguard right now. Let's go to Page 5 of the Vanguard newspaper, very quickly. And I'm just going to mention this in passing because we've talked so much about it. I just want to touch on the move for his extradition. We're hearing that it was gathered that the federal government of Nigeria is making moves to ensure Igboho is extradited to Nigeria. But there are also strong moves by some Yoruba leaders to stop Igboho's extradition to Nigeria. And some Yoruba leaders, it was gathered, were engaged in marathon meetings last night to see how the federal government's extradition move can be thwarted. On the Benenua side, we're hearing that when the Punch contacted Igboho's lawyer, Yomi Aliyu SAN, he said yesterday he hadn't been in contact with his client since that's Igboho, since of his arrest filtered in. He expressed shock over the news that the federal government arrested Igboho with the help of Interpol in Benin Republic. Aliyu, who spoke to Vanguard, says, and I quote, "I have not had contact with my client since the news of his arrest in Benin Republic." He said the Interpol and the Benin Republic government should be aware of the act of savagery committed in his client's house in the wee hours of 1st of July 2021 between 1 and 3 a.m.
Okay, now the question is, if you go through the stories, first of all, it's not the federal government that arrested Igboho in Benin. The federal government cannot arrest him in Benin. We don't have proof that the federal government had approached Interpol to arrest him on their behalf. So from what it appears in the Punch, I might play safe to say that the Beninois authorities definitely arrested him. Maybe, based on what, if it might be based, for example, we are not told which passport he was carrying. Mm-hmm. If he was carrying a Nigerian passport, that would be in contradiction to what the federal government has said here, that his passport has been withdrawn.
Okay.
Now remember that online, at the touch of a button, anybody who goes through a border post, at the touch of a button, all his history will come rolling down in terms of where the passport originated from. His data, everything. You'll be surprised at what can come at the touch of a button. So we don't know yet why the Beninois authorities that arrested him. We don't know whether they're arresting him based on the federal government's Interpol request. Okay. We're not sure. It's difficult for us. Yes, we don't know why he was arrested, but what is quite clear to me is that the government might press buttons behind the scene, but let's stick to what the legal, whatever it is. He would have been arrested by Benin officials, maybe based on the passport he was carrying, I'm not too sure. But we don't know how or whether it was there's been Interpol, there's been instructions to the Interpol to arrest him.
Right, indeed.
And as far as Nigerian-Benin relations are concerned, this is a tricky one. This is a very tricky one. But remember, and I think Nigerians should note that usually countries put their own interests first.
Exactly.
Above that of any individual, including their own citizens. That's the way it works out.
That's right.
That's the way international politics is played. They put the Beninois will be thinking of their own interests. Mm. What side of this deal is bread buttered for them?
Right.
So we need to brace ourselves up for certain realities that might come into play.
In fact, what I've heard is that left for Beninois government alone, they would have extradited him since. But because of some legal impediments that his lawyers have put up, because from what I've heard, the lawyers in Nigeria engage services of the top lawyers in Benin. Those ones have put up some legal stuff to make sure that they impede any express extradition that's to be carried out.
There'll also be a lot of diplomatic back and forth, at the back end. And like I said, it is very common amongst nations. And I think all of us need to understand that nations always put their interests first. In most cases, the one that even tends to lead to commercial or that of security. Don't forget that we share a border with these people.
That's right.
Okay? That's right. We share a border with them, and therefore all kinds of things will come into play.
Indeed.
But we'll see how that goes.
Yes, we will. In the next 24 hours, you know, something critical should pop up. Let's go to page 9 of the Vanguard newspaper. Polls: rejection of e-transmission may deter foreign investment. This is from Okowa, and he berates National Assembly for opposing e-transmission of results. He said, and I quote, "We must truly appreciate INEC the fact that on a daily basis they are thinking of the best ways to move our electoral system forward, such that we're able to minimize all possibilities of fraud. Once Nigerians trust our electoral process, many Nigerians will come out to register and vote during elections. We need to change the narrative of many Nigerians that whether they vote or not, results will still come out the way they want it." I said, "I want to specifically congratulate INEC," and he went on and on about INEC and jobs and everything.
Look, at the end of the day, somebody like Okowa should be blaming himself for not consolidating their views with the members of the National Assembly. Unlike what you have, sorry to say, to make that reference again, what you have in the North, where the Northern Elders Forum and so on and so on, and all stakeholders got together and came out with a common front. I'm for electronic transfer of results. Who wouldn't be? There could be a few hitches here and there, but all said and done. For example, I can almost say boldly that our sponsors have a very good network that covers almost the whole of Nigeria. I mean, so that excuse about rural areas might not hold water. You could leave a clause open, you know, that says that, okay, in areas that you have such problems, you have an alternative, and that should be. But we must learn how to play politics.
Right.
Politics
right.
Is a question of numbers. Mm. It's not about huffing and puffing after the horse has escaped. That's what it is. We must learn to play politics. Look at even us in the Southwest. Instead of us to have gone in on a consolidated front, we're busy fighting ourselves.
Mm.
We're busy arguing about who is doing this and who is doing what. We're busy getting involved in personalities, who would be president and who would not. Until we also learn that politics is a game of numbers. It's a game of numbers. Pure and simple, and that you must consolidate your position as a group.
Right.
Like it looks as if, for example, in this part of the country, the National Assembly members are at variance with the governors. They all seem to be struggling for relevance in their various communities, and that shouldn't be. At the end of the day, Nigerians should be prepared for what the majority wants in such things.
What's your thought about the e-transmission of post result, though? Especially the position of the National Assembly now, that NCC must confirm it, then the National Assembly approves.
What they're actually doing is delaying, is what I would call delaying tactics. I think that to a large extent, we have very large coverage, Nigeria, nationwide. And like I said, I've made a quick veiled reference to our sponsor who cover the nation. They have the capacity to cover the nation, to cover the nation completely.
Mm.
And that should, if you could use it for the card reader, why can't you use it for transmission of results? So let's move forward, for God's sake.
Right.
And stop being primitive about these things. Let's move forward. The truth is, most politicians, North or South, don't want a free and fair election.
Mm.
They want something that they can meddle with, something that, you know, they want an apparatus that gives them the power to toy with the mandate of the people.
Mm.
And that should be unacceptable. This is a time, I'm calling on all Nigerians again, go and register. This is a time for you to take an interest in who represents you at the National Assembly.
Sure.
This is a time for you to force the hand of the person you elect to come constantly for consultation. Some of the members of the National Assembly who are in Abuja, some of them haven't been able to go back home since they were sworn in. Who does that? Oh, there I go again. Who does that? Some of them, since they went to Abuja, they brought their people to the Philistines. You know, they haven't gone back home to consult. And so we should stop crying wolf after the horse has bolted. And we must remember that the salvation of our country is not going to be an event. It's going to be a long process. We will have to be patient. We will have to do things by the book. There is no alternative to doing things by the book. Unless you are going to have chaos. But you will have to be patient, you know. You will have to be patient. Follow the and take more than a passing interest. You right. can't on election day be tweeting from your balcony. Be tweeting from your balcony mm-hmm. with a bottle by your side and then come round the next day to be a critic and say that, oh, this happened and that happened and mm-hmm. you didn't take. Mm-hmm. Elections are not conducted on Twitter and Instagram.
Not at all.
It's at the polling booth.
Not at all, indeed. I'm going to take this last story here. And this story also can be seen in almost all the papers today. Nigeria, better as a United Nation, says President. In other papers, you see headlines such as NYSC, tool to keep Nigeria united, credited to the President. In fact, it was in our news today. So President Muhammadu Buhari, this is in The Nation, page 3 of The Nation. President Muhammadu Buhari yesterday admonished Nigerians to pursue things that promote national unity rather than dissipate energy on divisive actions. The President noted that despite cultural or ethnic differences, Nigerians were better off as a united people under one nation.
Nigerians are better off under one nation if there is justice and fair play. If there is justice and fair play, you won't find people agonizing and wanting to leave their own country. The major problem we have is there's no justice and there's no fair play. And the current actors in the ring
right.
are doing that. We can't run away from these facts. There must be justice and fair play, no matter what you think. And people who are put in positions of leadership must also realize that you have to submit yourself to the will of the majority, not what you think. A normal man in an asylum is a madman because it's different. If you go to a ward in an asylum, 20 people in a ward and you're the only normal person there, now you crazy, nobody, the people with you there. You must submit yourself. You mustn't exhibit traits and make us think that you think Nigeria is a private enterprise and belongs to you and you can do as you wish. That's unacceptable.
Are we united right now, today? Do you think Nigeria is united?
How can we say we are united? This is not the Nigeria I was born into. We are not united. We had problems before. It wasn't this pronounced. Indeed, up till the time of Jonathan, it wasn't as bad as this. We need to tell ourselves some home truths. When we say that the security apparatus is skewed in towards one area, people keep saying this over and over again, and nobody seems to, you know, those in charge don't seem to pay attention to what is being said.
Right.
And yes. I think it is anybody who wins the presidency shouldn't make it a winner takes all. He must be ready to open the plates for other people to bring in their little teaspoons and whatever to take a piece of the pie.
Jimmy, we must go now. We're totally, completely out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on the daily today. All right, we'll see you tomorrow at 7:30.
As usual.
All right. Thank you, Lagos. That's all we got for you on Daily Today. Many thanks to MTN for the support. Let's go to break. The news is coming out after the news. We'll take on the Igbo situation once again. Stay here on Nigeria Info.
You've waited so long, and now the doors are wide open.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.